I'm here with three meetings in 3 days, three final wins for Gordon Moody. Gordon, firstly, talk us through Cowden Beef.
Cowden Beef was all right, Johnny. It was dry to start off with, and then it come on a bit of rain, so that just makes it a bit more of a lottery. You know, a lot more sort of things can go out with your control, so I was lucky enough, managed to have a good race with Chris Burgoyne and got him in the last corner.
That's always the sweetest way to win, isn't it? Then, obviously, you loaded up the van and you drove all the way down to deepest, darkest Cornwall, down to St Day. What's wrong with you, man?
Just as a thank you to the promoters, Autospeed, for paying the money from last season, supporting the drivers. So if I can come down and show a bit of support and hopefully keep the prize money the same for the local Southwest drivers for the following season, then hopefully keep more people involved in the sport, and also just to come down and race for my fans in the Southwest.
And I understand that obviously you turned up today teaming down with rain, had a lake down one side of the banner. How did you approach that?
Just like going in the swimming pool with a stock car. It was it was challenging, but luckily Neil Hooper was in front of me and he knows where the corners are, so I just followed him for a while.
I'm sure Hooper will be chuffed to bits to hear that. Obviously you took home the Tyrone Snell Trophy. Now, have you got room for that to on the journey back to Scotland first and foremost, because it is a massive trophy, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I don't unfortunately have room for it, but we've made arrangements to hopefully pick it up on one of our future visits down here. And a real honour to win that, because obviously Tyrone and his wife Diane put a lot into the sport, so it's good for that point of view.
Yeah, and of course today, feature final here at Taunton, you've won it again. Every time you come down to Taunton, you seem to take a win. Three finals in 3 days. Have you done that before, firstly? And secondly, talk us through the race here today at Taunton.
Yeah, it was a good race from my point of view. Lots of quick cars out there. A lot of people kind of going the same speed. So you have to be very careful when you make your move in the race, because if you make the move at the wrong time and you get on the front of that train, then you could end up having a race winning car and maybe finishing 6th or 7th. So luckily I had a close call with James Ryger during the race, managed to get a break on him, and then just try and stay out of trouble.